100 days is a benchmark for a new president and for many executives in various fields. And it was that length that Dr. Cain spoke of when she took over for interim superintendent Cheryl Davis, a three-month-plus period to examine her new district, meet new people, and determine strengths and weaknesses. And while Cain has been able to do that, she says the realities of the first 100 days are different than any idealistic notions a new superintendent might have.
Well, I would love for you to think that I came here and I went in my office and I started arranging my pencils and I had time to acclimatize and someone took me around and introduced me to someone, but actually that's not how it happened at all. I didn't get to plan what we were going to do. My ideal was that I was going to take about 100 days, 90 days, and then come to the board and say, you know, I've been looking at these things and this is what I think should happen. Well, that's the fantasy. The reality is you walk in the door and you still got your stuff in your arms and somebody says, oh, we got an emergency at maintenance. Can you go over there and see what's happening? And so you say, sure, where's maintenance? You have to start making decisions from the very beginning. There was no honeymoon. It was Ms. Davis had done a very good job, but she was doing also the business part. She did a good thing by saying, let's wait till, you know, Bonnie Kane gets here before we make these decisions. And I appreciate the district doing that. But I walked in on having to make like six major decisions all at once. So there was no honeymoon. I hit the ground running. But I've loved every second of it.
What's your assessment of Waco ISD as a district from having now been on the inside?
Well, it's full of a lot of really good kids who want a quality education. There are a lot of parents whose hopes and dreams, they send their hopes and dreams every day to school. Are there some parents who do not have the parenting skills we would like? Absolutely. And we're working with various groups to try to work with those parents or shore up that hole. Like let's say we have four or five kids who don't have a good home to go to till maybe 10 o'clock at night, can we have a center that they can go to get a snack, get food, get their homework done, get some parenting, loving type parenting to going on? But there are many, many, many more really good things going on than not. And I am even more hopeful than I was before I came here that Waco ISD is going to be an awesome school district, just like it was in the past.
Is there any, I guess, maybe low-hanging fruit, some areas that you see right away can be improved upon and can be tackled rather easily?
Well, actually, our technology director resigned. And technology wasn't one of our strongest areas. Many times, parents' first impression of us is through the web. So we want to make certain that first impression takes them to a website that is informative, that has listserv capability, that answers their questions, that when you go to the campus, you actually find out information about the campuses that's accurate, parents just feel like if their child didn't bring home all the information they need, they could go to the website and go to that campus page and find out, is there a PTA meeting tonight? Is there a test tomorrow? One thing that really troubles me more than anything else, it's a technology issue and a student issue, is one big difference about comfort with being able to use technology is when you're at home, you know, you don't learn the computer up here at work. You learn it when you're home and it breaks down or it's not working and you're sitting there in your pajamas making it work or up all night. Well, we have a lot of kids who do not have technology at home, and that the gap between the haves and the have-nots in that area is huge. So I'm working on a project where we can start buying laptops for kids to take home, particularly our kids, well, our kids from poverty, obviously, the kids who are not from poverty have computer access. And it would be, they have what they now call the drop kick model. You can virtually throw it in water and it still works. It would have a GPS system for two reasons. One, a lot of times kids don't take books home because they're afraid they're going to lose them. And their parents can't pay $60 for a book, so they very conveniently always forget and leave them at school. The laptops I'm looking at have a GPS system in it. So whenever they say they can't, and then when they lose it, we can say, look in the front right corner of your house. It's somewhere there, and they can find that. Plus, it keeps it from being stolen. We would, when you open it, it'll have the WISD logo, and if you take that part off, it would destroy the computer. Now, for every 100 we buy for kids, I know we're going to lose two for whatever reason. That's okay. We are not going to not do this because we might buy two computers that fall by the wayside some way. So that's going to be a commitment that we're going to have next year, is we're going to have try to engage our supporters, look for grants, do those kinds of things. Every child we have needs to have a laptop.
Dr. Bonnie Kane, superintendent of Waco ISD Schools. In tomorrow's segment, Dr. Kane will talk about the need to build relationships with parents and address her toughest decision at the helm. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.